I was surprised to find out the word madness in the King James Bible, and these are the two scriptures that have that word in relationship to what we're talking about. 2 Peter 2:14 to 20 says, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, a heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children. Okay, there we have adultery and covetousness, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass, speaking with man's voice, forbade the madness of the prophet. So the word is calling what he was trying to do madness. This, and now listen to the description. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lusts of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escape from them who live in error. While they promise them liberty, while they promise them deliverance, they themselves are the servants of corruption, for of whom a man is overcome, of the same he is brought in bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. So, he's talking about spiritual leaders. Now, Luke 6:6-11, I want to see how the word madness is applied here. Luke 6:6-11, it says, and it came to pass also on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and Pharisees in the synagogue watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts and said to the man which had the withered hand, rise up and stand forth in the midst. And he arose and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath day to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it? And looking round about upon them all, he said unto the man, stretch forth thy hand. And he did so, and his hand was restored whole as the other. And the scribes and Pharisees, and they were filled with madness and communed one with another what they might do to Jesus. So even in the New Testament, you can see pastoral madness there. Pastoral madness in the Balaam and pastoral madness in the scribes and Pharisees. So, now I want to do a little mass deliverance here to break evil soul ties that we have had with our pastors, to get those evil souls out, and to cast out any demons that came from pastors, and to cast any demons out from the hurts occasioned by pastors. and any demons that had come on to us from pastoral madness.
Okay. You know, I was hearing you talk about the sheep
have to open our eyes and be able to discern what the leaders above us are doing and not be afraid of calling it by its name. It's not right for a pastor to have a mistress. It's not right for a pastor to be extracting money out of a sheep. It's not right for a pastor to be asking for things from the pulpit, and much less privately. It's not right. And when they start doing that, they're in danger. When they start doing that, you know that they have this demon of pastoral madness. And if they tell you, touch not my anointed, asking where the anointed is, because you're not seeing anybody anointed there. Yeah, touch not him. Where is he? I won't touch him if I find him. You know?
Yeah.
They're not anointed.
Yeah.
It's not right.
No.
And they're not preachers either. They're not preachers.
No.
They're false prophets.
Yes, they are.
By their fruits you shall know them. They're false prophets. They don't deserve to be called pastor or anything like that. They're not.
That's why we don't know. I mean, it's not that we're so self-righteous that we can see things.
It's not being self-righteous. That's not being self-righteous. That's being discerning. You have to know the truth, and you're being discerning. When I would visit E.T. with that first pastor they had, I noticed that the first two rows in the center, no matter how early I would get there, they were all taken. People had left things on them, you know, and those center front two rows, nobody could sit on them except these little old ladies. And these little old ladies, I start watching them every time I would visit there. I never was a member, but I went once in a while to visit, and these little old ladies adored that pastor, idolized that pastor. And the pastor would say any dumb thing, and it was like a clue to laugh, and they all, and I was like, what are they laughing at? You know, it wasn't funny, but it was like everything the pastor said, they had to say amen, and they had to applaud, and I mean, it was like the cheerleader section. And I was amazed what was happening there from the pastor to the little ladies. You could almost see the soul ties right there, you know. But, of course, nobody could tell this little lady that the pastor was stealing money or anything like that. They wouldn't believe it. And the pastor just loved it. He just lapped it up. To me, it was a horrible spectacle, but he loved it. So that's what pastoral madness does to these people. So when you see that I have pastoral madness, tell me, sister, you have pastoral madness, it's okay, cast it out. Even poor pastors can have pastoral madness. You don't have to have a rich church to have pastoral madness in the pastor. Because you remember the pastor that came from Monterey? I went to Monterey. You don't, okay. I went to Monterey. Yeah. I went to Monterey and he and the brother wanted deliverance, which the brother was a pastor too. And these are humble people. And they're not proud. They're not proud people. So, you know, and the churches were very, very poor. And I started commanding pastoral madness out of them, and there it was. pastoral madness comes to the leaders, and it doesn't matter if pastoral madness might not have opportunity to work, but it's there. Because when they move to a position that they start, you know, the church starts growing and they start prospering, then pastoral madness starts working.
What if they don't want to just sit and pray and comment on things physically?
That to tell the list, well, yeah, you just lead them through all the renouncing prayers.
Yeah, but what if they don't believe that they have this?
Well, with these people, they came out. They came out. But if they don't believe, you know, if somebody doesn't believe they have a demon, the demon won't come out. You know that. So maybe you can convince them first about this demon.
Well, what more bad, like,
all the evil souls of the pastors and leaders that they have been under have to leave now in the name of Jesus. I cut the evil soul ties. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out completely. Completely in the name of Jesus. And Lord, every hurt that they have received from pastors and leaders, I command the demons that are in those hurts to leave them now. Come out of them in the name of Jesus. All the demons that are in those hurts, come out now in the name of Jesus. You have to go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Come out of there. Come out of there in the name of Jesus. Every hurt that any pastor or any leader has given them, the hurt, that hurt has to leave now in the name of Jesus. Father, now I break any curse that any pastor or leader have placed upon them. I break those curses in the name of Jesus, whether they are witchcraft curses or whether they are curses for what they have spoken over them. I break those curses in the name of Jesus, and I command all the demons that came with those curses to leave them now. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Come out in the name of Jesus. All those curses that they are under are broken now in the name of Jesus. Pastor, the pastor that has put a spirit of fear in them, I come against that spirit of fear, and I command that spirit of fear to leave now in the name of Jesus. The pastors that have said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm, so that they will receive a spirit of fear. I command that spirit of fear to leave now in the name of Jesus. Come out. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Come out. And the pastors that have lorded it over them, the demons that they have sent upon them, those demons of inferiority, the demons of being dumb, all those demons of inferiority that have come upon them, I command them out now in the name of Jesus. I command them out now in the name of Jesus. I command every demon that came unto them from the pastors, all those demons that the pastors sent to them, I command you out now in the name of Jesus. You leave now. You leave now in the name of Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Come out. All the demons that pastoral madness have sent upon them, come out. Come out. All the demons that pastoral madness have sent upon them have to leave now in the name of Jesus. Come out. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Up and out in the name of Jesus. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Up and out. All pastoral madness demons out in the name of Jesus. Move. Move. Come out. Pastoral madness out in the name of Jesus. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Up and out in the name of Jesus. Up and out in the name of Jesus. Whatever other demons they have received from bad counseling from pastors and leaders, come out in the name of Jesus. All the demons from bad counseling, come out in the name of Jesus. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. I break the powers of the lies that they have believed, that have come from the lies that pastors and leaders have told them, and they have believed them. I break the power of those lies. Come out, demon. Come out. The demons that came with those lies have to go. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Up and out. Move in the name of Jesus. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Up and out in the name of Jesus. Move. Up and out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Now, is there any name that you want to tell me of a pastor to specifically break the evil soul tie with that pastor? I break the evil soul tie that Pat has with Jack Pigeon in the name of Jesus, and I command the evil soul of Jack Pigeon to leave now. Come out. The evil soul of Jack Pigeon, out in the name of Jesus. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. The evil soul of Jack Pigeon, out in the name of Jesus. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Up and out. Up and out in the name of Jesus. And I break the evil soul tie that Pat has with Mary Jane Pigeon in the name of Jesus. And I command the evil soul of Mary Jane Pigeon to leave her. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Up and out. Move. The evil soul of Mary Jane Pigeon, come out of Pat. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Up and out. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. You have to go. You have to go. Up and out in the name of Jesus. You have any name?
Yes. This lady, she was a pastor, and but she was a medium.
Okay.
I found out that after.
What's her name?
Ruby Goodson.
Okay. Father, I break the evil soul tie that Jeannie has with Ruby Goodson in the name of Jesus. And I command the evil soul of Ruby Goodson to come out of Jeannie right now. Come out. Come out. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. And any curse that Ruby Goodson put upon Jeannie, I break it in the name of Jesus. And I command the demons that came with a curse to leave. Out. Come out now in the name of Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Come out. Move. Move. And any spirit of fear of Ruby Goodson, out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out of Jeannie in the name of Jesus. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Up and out. You have to go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Come out of the spirit of fear that the pigeons put on Pat. You have to leave now. The spirit of fear, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. That spirit of fear has to come out. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Up and out. Move. Move. Any charismatic witchcraft prayers that pastors have prayed upon the people here, I break the power of those charismatic witchcraft prayers, and I command the demons that came with those charismatic witchcraft prayers to leave now. Come out. Jack Taylor. I break the evil soul tie that Pat has with Jack Taylor in the name of Jesus. And I command the evil soul of Jack Taylor to come out of Pat. Come out of Pat now in the name of Jesus. The evil soul of Jack Taylor, come out now in the name of Jesus. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. The evil soul of Jack Taylor, out. Come out. And I break the powers of any words that, any evil words that Jack Taylor has spoken over Pat in the name of Jesus. I break the power of those words. And I command the demons that came with those words to leave her now in the name of Jesus. Come out. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Come out. Move. Martha Munoz. Well, she's not a leader, but we're breaking. In the name of Jesus, I break the evil soul tie that Jeannie has with Marty Munoz, and I command the evil soul of Marty Munoz to come out of Jeannie. Come out in the name of Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. And I command all the demons that came out, come out. All the demons that came from Marty Munoz, out in the name of Jesus. I break all the charismatic witchcraft curses, prayers, power of the prayers of charismatic witchcraft that Mari Munoz had prayed over Jeannie in the name of Jesus, and I command the demons that came with those prayers to leave. Come out. Come out. The demons of the charismatic witchcraft prayers. Come out in the name of Jesus. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. And any other type of curses, spoken curses, that Mari Munoz had placed upon Jeannie, I break in the name of Jesus, and I command the demons that came with those words to leave. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Father, I ask that you bring to their mind any other evil soul ties that we need to break, or any other curses that have come upon them from pastors and leaders, Lord, that we need to break. I ask that you bring it to their mind now. Give them a picture, or give them the words, so we can.
From myself, from my family. From my family.
From whom?
From pastors,
Give. I need names.
Ruby Goodson.
Ruby Goodson. Okay, all the curses that came from Ruby Goodson upon Jeannie's family, I break in the name of Jesus, and I command all the demons to leave. Anything else? Who what?
Ellen.
Ellen White. Okay.
Leach, Pastor Leach. Wellen Killian.
Well, give me something to write, because I'm not going to be able to remember all those.
These are just the pastors.
I have paper here, but give me a pen. Okay, Ellen White,
mm-hmm.
And Leach, Pastor Leach, and
Weldon Williams.
Okay.
Weldon Killian.
Killian.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
and you? Do you have any names that?
Yes, Pastor Basilio Villalobos.
Basilio?
Villalobos. Negative curses.
Okay.
And
did you ever have any trouble with Salazar? With Alberto Salazar? Do you have any?
Yes.
You want that too? Because that's the original.
Yes. And also the priest, the Catholic priest. Antonio Marañón. He's the one that runs out of the Catholic Church.
Antonio Cashew.
We are
going to start with Pat, and then go to Father, I break the evil soul tie that Pat has with Ellen White in the name of Jesus. And I command the evil soul of Ellen White to come out of Pat. Come out in the name of Jesus. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Ellen White, come out of Pat. In the name of Jesus, you have to go. And I break any curses that Ellen White has put upon Pat in the name of Jesus. And I command the demons that came with those curses to leave. Come out in the name of Jesus. You know what I like? What I like about deliverance and preaching the word and doing deliverance is that the deliverance shows that what I preached was true.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Okay. All the demons that came from Ellen White to Pat, out in the name of Jesus. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Come out. But that is confirming the word. That's what it's, the Bible calls
Wallace
it.
Wallace Henry.
Wallace Henry. Catholic priest?
No, that's another guy.
Wallace Henry.
Henley.
Okay. All the demons that came from Ellen White, out in the name of Jesus. All the demons that came from Ellen White, out in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. And now I break the evil soul tie with Pastor Leach. And I command the evil soul of Pastor Leach to leave path. Come out in the name of Jesus. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. And I break any curses that Pastor Leach has placed on path in the name of Jesus. And I command all the demons that came with those curses to leave path now. Come out. Completely out. In the name of all of you, you have to leave in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. And I break the evil soul tie with Weldon Kellyon in the name of Jesus. And I command the evil soul of Weldon Kellyon to leave path. Come out in the name of Jesus. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Up and out. Move. And any curses that Weldon Kellyon placed on path, I break them in the name of Jesus. And now all the demons that came with those curses have to go. Come out. Completely out in the name of Jesus. All charismatic witchcraft prayers that he prayed over Pat, I break the power of those prayers in the name of Jesus, and I command all the demons that came with those charismatic witchcraft prayers to leave. Come out in the name of Jesus. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Up and out. Move in the name of Jesus. Come out completely out of Pat. Now with Jeannie, I break the evil.
Richard Ford,
I need deliverance of that one too.
Roy Love,
okay.
Carrie Juno.
Yeah. I didn't want to tell you. Thank you. Okay.
You need to do Wallace Henry. On and out.
Oh. Okay, yeah. I break the evil soul tie that Pat has with Wallace Henry in the name of Jesus. And I command the evil soul of Wallace Henry to leave Pat now in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. The evil soul of Wallace Henry, out in the name of Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Up and out. Move in the name of Jesus. And any curses that Wallace Henry placed upon Pat's head, I break them in the mighty name of Jesus. And I command all the demons that came with those curses to leave back. Now, move. I break the power of any charismatic witchcraft prayers that Wallace Henley placed upon Pat in the name of Jesus. I break the power of those prayers, and I command the demons that came with those prayers to leave back. Come out in the name of Jesus. Now I break the evil soul tie that both Pat and Jeannie have with Carrie Juno in the name of Jesus. And I command the evil soul of Carrie Juno to leave them now. Come out in the name of Jesus. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Out in the name of Jesus. The evil soul of Carrie Juno, out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Move. The evil soul of Carrie Juno has to come out in the name of Jesus. And I break any curses that Carrie Juno has placed upon their heads in the name of Jesus, and I command the demons that came with those curses to leave them now. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. You have to go. You can't stay there. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. And the power of any charismatic witchcraft prayers that Carrie Juno had prayed upon his congregation in the name of Jesus, particularly Pat and Jeannie. And I break the power of those charismatic witchcraft prayers in the name of Jesus, and I command all the demons that came with those charismatic witchcraft prayers to leave them now. Come out in the name of Jesus. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. up and out in the name of Jesus. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Up and out. Up and out in the name of Jesus. Up and out in the name of Jesus. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Have you ever gone to Jean's Frank? Jean Frank's Living Waters.
Yes.
Do you want deliverance of that too? Okay.
What is the name of that lady? That was in Bethany Harris Church that
Mary Ann Coupling?
Yes.
Okay. I break the evil soul tie that Jeannie has with Mary Ann Coupling in the name of Jesus. And I command the evil soul of Mary Ann Coupling to come out of her. Come out of her now in the name of Jesus. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Up and out. And I break the power of all charismatic witchcraft prayers that Mary Ann Coupling has prayed against Jeannie in the name of Jesus. And I command all the demons that came with those prayers to leave her now. Come out in the name of Jesus. Any other curses that Mary Ann Coupling placed upon Jeannie, I break the power of those curses and I command the demons that came with those curses to leave Jeannie now. Come out in the name of Jesus. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Up and out. What's her name? Eliane Peak.
Yeah.
Eliane Peak. Did you have to do with her?
She does not like me.
Okay.
She does not like me from the beginning. And it's hard because I've done it for years.
Okay, I break the evil soul tie that Pat has with Eliane Peak in the name of Jesus, and I command the evil soul of Eliane Peak to leave Pat. Come out in the name of Jesus. Move, come out. Eliane Peak, come out in the name of Jesus. And I break the power of any charismatic witchcraft prayers that Eliane Peak prayed over Pat in the name of Jesus. And I command all the demons that came with those charismatic witchcraft prayers to leave her now. Come out now. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. Move. Come out of her. Any other curses that Eliane Peak placed on Pat, I break in the name of Jesus and you come out, demons. You have to go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Up and out. Move. I already got. I already have him there. Richard Ford and Roy Love and Kerry Juno. Well, I already did Kerry Juno and Jean Frank. Okay. I break the evil soul tie that Jeannie has with Pastor Basilio Villalobos in the name of Jesus, and I command the evil soul of Basilio Villalobos to leave. Come out in the name of Jesus. Now, any curses that Basilio Villalobos has placed upon Jeannie, I break in the name of Jesus. I command all those demons that came with the curses to leave her. All these pastoral madness demons that came to her, come out in the name of Jesus. And I break the evil soul tie that Jean has with Alberto Salazar in the name of Jesus. And I command the evil soul of Alberto Salazar to leave her. Come out in the name of Jesus. Move. Come out in the name of Jesus. And I break any curses that Alberto Salazar placed over Jeannie in the name of Jesus. And I command the demons that came with those curses to leave her now. Come out in the name of Jesus. All the pastoral madness demons that came to Jeannie from pastoral madness, come out in the name of Jesus. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Up and out. And I break the evil soul tie that she has with Antonio Marañón in the name of Jesus, and I command the evil soul of Antonio Marañón to leave. Come out in the name of Jesus. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. And I break any curses that came from Antonio Marañón to Jeannie in the name of Jesus. So come out, demons. You have no more legal right to be there. Come out. Come out. I break the evil soul tie that Jeannie has with Frank Becerra in the name of Jesus. And I command the evil soul of Frank Becerra to leave Jeannie. Come out. Move. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. And I break any curses that Frank Becerra sent to Jeannie in the name of Jesus. And I command the demons that came with the curses to leave. Come out. Come out, come out, move. any charismatic witchcraft prayers that he prayed over Jeannie, I break the power of those charismatic witchcraft prayers, and I command the demons that came with them to leave now in the name of Jesus. I break the evil soul tie that Jeannie has with Richard Ford in the name of Jesus. And I command the evil soul of Richard Ford to leave her now in the name of Jesus. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Come out. And I break the power of any curses that Richard Ford sent her in the name of Jesus. I command the demons that came with those curses to leave her. And any charismatic witchcraft prayers that Richard Ford prayed over Jeannie, I break the power of those charismatic witchcraft prayers, and I command all the demons that came with those to leave her now in the name of Jesus. I break the evil soul tie that Jeannie has with Roy Love in the name of Jesus, and I command the evil soul of Roy Love to leave Jeannie. Come out in the name of Jesus. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Come out. And any curses that came from Roy Love to Jeannie, out. I break those in the mighty name of Jesus. And I command those demons that came with those curses to leave. And I break the evil soul tie that Jeannie has with Jean Frank in the name of Jesus. And I command the evil soul of Jean Frank to come out in the name of Jesus. Move. Come out. Come out. And any curses that Jean Frank placed over Jeannie or Betty Jo Frank placed over Jeannie, I break those curses, and I command the demons that came with those curses to leave. Come out in the name of Jesus.
Father Burlton.
Hmm? Father Burlton. Jesus. Father Burlton. Burl, B-U-R-L?
T-O-N.
I break the evil soul tie that Pat has with this priest, Catholic priest, Father Burlton, in the name of Jesus. And I command the evil soul of Father Burlton to come out in the name of Jesus. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Come out. Come out. Come out. The evil soul of Father Burlton out in the name of Jesus. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. And I break any curses that Father Burlton placed upon Pat in the name of Jesus. I break those curses, and I command all the demons that came with those curses to leave Pat. Come out in the name of Jesus. Leave Pat now in the name of Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Any charismatic witchcraft prayers that Father Burton prayed upon Pat, I break the power of those prayers in the name of Jesus. And I command all the demons that came with those prayers to leave her. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Move. Come out completely in the name of Jesus. Move. Out. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving. And anything else? Adam? Father Adam? Father, I break the evil soul tie that Jeannie has with Father Adam in the name of Jesus, and I command the evil soul of Father Adam to leave her. Come out. And any curses that came from Father Adam to her, I break those curses in the name of Jesus, and I command the demons that came with those curses to leave. And I break the evil soul tie that Jeannie has with Father Juanito in the name of Jesus, and I command that evil soul of Father Juanito to leave. Come out in the name of Jesus. And any curses that Father Juanito placed upon Jeannie, I break in the mighty name of Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I command the demons that came with those curses to leave her now. Come out in the name of Jesus. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. And Father, as we ask, and as we are asking for more of you, Lord, I ask that you open our eyes even more and our ears even more to be able to discern, Lord, the people of God from the people that are not of you, Lord. That we will be able to discern when they speak lies and when they say the truth, Lord. Let us know who your people are, Lord, without a shadow of a doubt. Lord, show us who the false prophets are, Lord, in the name of Jesus. for us that we will not be deceived by them. Lord, I know your word says that we might, you know, even the very elect could be deceived by them, Lord. And Lord, I ask that you will protect us from believing the lies, Lord, that you will open our eyes and our ears and that we will see without a shadow of a doubt that these people are not your people, Lord. And Father, now I ask that you fill the empty spaces that these demons have left with your spirits, Lord. I thank you for this deliverance and I give you all the honor and all the glory, Lord. All the honor and all the glory is yours. And I thank you for this deliverance. And Lord, fill them with a spirit of wisdom and a spirit of discernment and a spirit of holiness, Lord. Lord, I ask that you give them a spirit of courage to tell people what people need to hear, that they will not be afraid of saying the truth, and that people will hear what they say, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yours is the honor and the glory, Lord.
You know what I'm going to do? We have a break for the curse because of